T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
But for those people who are, you know, champing, by the way, which is...
No, what? Chomping.
It's chomping.
It's champing.
It's chomping.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The other day when I said chomping on the bit of Twitter, I got 20 people. It's champing.
It's the internet. You know you can't trust
it's
that.
It's champing.
On WGR.
Champing.
Sports Radio 550.
Champing. Chomping. They both work.
It's champing.
We did look it up the last time I was hosting, and it was both of them that were acceptable terms. So either way you look at it, it doesn't matter.
Like I said in that open, it's the internet. You can't trust anything.
Yeah. Final hour of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brayton Wilson here with you, hosting for Nate Geary this week. Nate will be back next week on your airwaves on Saturday, probably from his home in the good old city of Buffalo. I mean, I've been out this way for several weeks now, so I figured I'd just join Derek here, provide him some company on this wonderful Saturday.
Aw, shucks.
803-0550-1888-552-550. On my way here, it was raining, and now it's not raining anymore. So
honestly,
hopefully if...
A little bit of real talk here. You're probably the person I've seen absolutely the most over the last 3 weeks.
That's fair.
I've seen you...
Right, because you filled in for Joe for the 2 weeks that he was on his little self-quarantine there.
Yep.
And, yeah, and then I'm here today.
I've seen you more than I've seen my girlfriend.
Well, I'm honored. I'm flattered. In every way possible, I'm flattered. It's fantastic. Couple of notes that I want to bring up before we... get back going here in the show. Again, this hour is more open to you. If you want to call in and you want to kind of talk anything you want to talk about, Bills, Sabres, football, hockey, you want to talk about what you're doing on this Saturday or what you're doing this weekend at home, how you've been passing the time throughout this, I'm more than willing to take your call. 803-0550-1888-552-550. A couple of notes. Number one, as Derek mentioned in the update, high-level officials from multiple NFL teams are now preparing to do the NFL draft virtually from home and a league and away from their team facilities. That's according to NFL Insider with ESPN Adam Schefter. They're awaiting the final decision from the NFL on an unprecedented draft. So certainly seems like that teams are going to be doing this from home, doing this away from people. So multiple Zoom conferences going on during the draft and probably having to be connected to the NFL in somehow, some way. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out with the draft, but it's going to go on as scheduled despite everything that's going on. At least we're going to have something to talk about for the next few weeks here with the NFL draft. So that's at least a positive to look forward to. The other note that I wanted to bring up here before I wanted to get to my main talking point here moving forward is, If the NHL season was going on tonight still, tonight would have been the very last game of the season for the Buffalo Sabres. They would be on the road taking on the Flyers in Philadelphia. So, and I saw a projection earlier this week. I don't remember who it was from. I want to say it was Dom Lucchesin, who's a kind of an analytics guy for the NHL.com of projected standings and... It's just fair to say that according to his projected standings and how everything would be, if the season hadn't stopped, the Sabres would be currently with the third pick in the draft before the draft lottery took place. I'll let that kind of settle there for you. But yeah, tonight would have been the final game of the regular season for the Buffalo Sabres if the season had not been put on hold. So things will be certainly interesting going forward. But the next talking point I wanted to talk about here, just real quick. Again, I want to get to your phone calls. Feel free to call in this hour. This is your time to shine here. Feel free to call in with whatever you want to talk about at 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. According to Brian Windhorst, ESPN's Brian Windhorst, top NBA officials are reportedly becoming increasingly doubtful that the 2019-20 NBA season will return from its hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic. And unfortunately, that's obviously the NHL and all the other sports leagues really took what the NBA did, and they followed suit on it with postponing the season after, you know, obviously Rudy Gobert with the Utah Jazz tested positive for coronavirus before their game nearly a month ago. He tested positive. Donovan Mitchell tested positive. And it was announced right before the game. They postponed the game. Then right after the rest of the games around the league got done, they postponed the season. The next day, the NHL postponed and a number of other leagues postponed or canceled events. And since then, we're kind of in this pattern of waiting for something to happen in order for stuff to come back. Luckily, we have the NFL and free agency to talk about there. But right now, with what's going on with the NBA, with this report, and also not only that, but also with what's kind of going on in China, because China was one of the countries that, the coronavirus originated from China and everything got shut down there, similar to what's going on here. And as of late, it was thought of recently that, oh, hey, the Chinese basketball leagues and all the other professional leagues over there were thinking of coming back and thinking of starting back up. However, earlier this week, the Chinese government ordered that none of the leagues start up again anytime soon. And I don't think that they're going to revisit that until maybe May 1st. So that certainly took kind of the winds out of the sails of many people that thought, okay, NHL season, NBA season might be able to come back a little sooner than maybe we once thought. And now with this report come out, it certainly does not look promising for any league, for that matter, to finish the rest of their season, whether it's the NHL or, maybe some of the other not semi-professional, but other professional leagues. But obviously with your top four major sports, baseball can't even start its season on time. Who knows if baseball is even going to be able to be played out this year. The NFL, there's talks. I mean, obviously, there's going to be no OTAs, no any workouts this spring into the early summer. And who knows if training camp's going to be able to get started on time. That's still a lot of uncertainty there. And with this, there's a lot of questions up in the air. And now this report coming from Brian Windhorst with the NBA season possibly just going to be canceled without a champion, that might be the route the NHL has to go to. And I know the NHL probably doesn't want to go that route, and they don't want to cancel without awarding a champion. I know that's the intent that they want. But I just don't see how you're going to be able to get any more regular season games in this year. And I don't see how you can play a full playoff. Even if you add 24 teams into the playoff, have a play-in round, and then you do the 16 teams, I just don't see how any of that's going to be feasible to fit in. And then you try and get a full 82-game in schedule next year. It just seems like a lot that you have to process and a lot to swallow, and it's just going to be tough. It's going to be tough to try and figure that whole thing out. They obviously first have to make a decision on what they're going to do and when they want to come back and go from there with some of the other processes. But right now, the NBA is looking to maybe cancel the rest of their season, and I just don't see how other leagues are going to be able to go forward, because who knows when we're going to be back from this. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later, but it certainly doesn't look promising. Just want to throw that out there, talk about it a little bit before we get to some phone calls, because we actually got a few lined up. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Let's head out to the phone lines here, and let's go to Mike in Kenmore. Mike, good afternoon. You're on WGR.
Hey, I was just thinking to get interest in the NHL, maybe just opening up the trade line again.
Oh, man, that would be so much fun. Opening up the trade market once again while we're kind of waiting here. That would be a lot of fun, Mike. Thanks for the call. That's obviously not going to be possible, though, just because obviously the deadline's passed. And I mean, if the season's canceled, absolutely open it back up. Open it back up and let's have something to talk about. Have some moves to interact with and make it fun during this whole hiatus point. And I think we've heard from Darren Dreger and Elliot Friedman where no trade talks are going on right now, obviously because of everything that's going on. But let's just hypothetically say NBA cancels this season and NHL follows suit. The second they cancel the rest of the season, open everything back up. Open the trade market back up. Even open free agency early if you want to. Obviously, you got to have the draft and you got to be able to schedule that. But get that scheduled as soon as you can then at that point. Because you could do the draft like the NFL is doing. Virtually, from home, without anybody congregating or meeting and everything like that. Just do it at home. Let's have stuff to talk about. Let's have the draft to talk about. Let's have trades, free agency, everything. The NFL has already done it. And if the NHL has to cancel the season, same thing with the NBA. If they have to cancel the season, make that decision sooner rather than later and then open things up and let's go. Let's start talking. And it would create some buzz. Now that at that point, it obviously then would talk about, all right, when's the season, the next season going to open up? What's going to happen there? But Mike, I really like your idea. Open it up as soon as possible, but that's not going to happen until they cancel the season. Let's head back out to the phone lines here. Let's go to Tony in Buffalo. Tony, you're on WGR. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
We're hanging in there. We're here for you guys, but thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I'm a FedEx delivery, so I'm out here working. I just wanted to kind of bring up the Bills real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just me, but the potential that Josh Norman comes back onto the Bills and plays, you know, remotely close to the way he did when he was in Carolina, because a couple of years ago he was arguably the top corner in the league or one of the. And I must have, you know, a little more optimism than others, because I feel, you know, as long as this, you know, he's really rejuvenated and comes back with the play that he had before, I feel like this could be easily the best duo in the league and make our defense even that much better.
Hmm.
I just wanted to see what you had.
Yeah, no, Tony, thanks for the call. I appreciate you calling in. And anybody else that wants to call in, you've got plenty of time to call in and talk about whatever you want. Bills, hockey, anything. What you're doing on the Saturday, feel free to call in. To your point there, Tony, I'm a little surprised with you bringing up the best duo in the league, just because, you know, Josh Norman obviously is a little bit older and he's kind of past his prime, but I do like the fact that, you know, Brandon Bean sounded very confident in the signing and bringing him in, just because, and he brought up some good points. It's like, hey, he went to Washington, he didn't really fit in their scheme really that well, and this year he didn't like how things went. So he's familiar with everything here in Buffalo and what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do defensively. And Brandon Bean, and I'm sure Sean McDermott feels the exact same way, they feel very strongly that Josh Norman can come here and get back the style of play that he had when he was one of the best cornerbacks in the entire NFL, especially the year that the Panthers went to the Super Bowl, because then I think the next year after that he went to Washington, and that's kind of where things started to go downhill for him. But I mean, if Josh Norman can come back to Buffalo and become another top corner along with Tre'Davious White, I mean, that's a win for the Bills and a win for Josh Norman himself, because right now he's on a one-year deal, as are a few other guys on the roster and some of the other signings that the Bills have made this year. If those guys come here, help the defense succeed and can contribute and help the team go further in the playoffs this year, or I mean, for whatever hopes you have, maybe make a Super Bowl run or whatever, that's a win for everybody. Win for the team, win for the organization, win for the fans, win for the players that were involved. And if those guys can be huge contributions for the team, like a Jordan Phillips. Jordan Phillips last year had 9.5 sacks, a career high. And is he ever going to get that again? I don't know. Maybe he's going to go to Arizona and be a bust. Maybe he's not going to live up to the expectations, or he goes to Arizona and actually plays out of his mind. And I wish the best for Jordan Phillips, because I think that he's a good defensive tackle. And he played really well. He played his heart out for Buffalo, and he did very well. I'm interested to see what Josh Norman can bring to the table and if he still got it at this type of level. Because the past 2 years, especially last year, were not good years for Josh Norman. There were a few games where he was inactive and in a scratch for Washington, and it just seemed like that the style of play and his swagger in the league kind of took a step back. But if he can gain it back with the Bills and contribute again along with Tre'Davious White, I mean, yeah, maybe that comment of being the best duo of cornerbacks. I mean, they already have the best duo of safeties in Micah Hyde and Tre'Davious White, or not Tre'Davious White, I'm sorry, Jordan Poyer. Maybe one of the best, maybe not the best, but one of the best. I mean, that secondary is just going to be dynamite if Josh Norman can regain his style of play, especially when he was with Carolina and with Sean McDermott as the defensive coordinator and with Brandon Bean also there. But, and you know, there are a lot of other Carolina ties with the Bills on this team, and maybe a little bit of familiarity will be good for Josh Norman when he comes here. But, Tony, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Let's squeeze in Joe from Dunkirk here on WGR. Joe, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
I'd like to say, first of all, I think, you know what, from Pegula to Bean to McDermott, you're doing a great job. But I think, you know what, you've seen in the last 10 years, offense wins the Super Bowl. And I really think, you know, everybody's talking about going for a defensive end, drafting a defensive end or whatever, but I really sincerely believe, and I tweeted this the other day, that that kid from LSU and that receiver from Penn State are two playmakers, and that's what you need is playmakers, you know. And I think those two guys, we need offense. We need to score points. And those two guys can make something out of nothing. And I really think to myself, I'm not an expert, I'm not the pro, but those two guys are playmakers. I think that's what we have to look at.
Which players were you referencing there?
That was his name, Dallaire or Dehaire from LSU.
Oh, yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back from LSU.
That kid, every time he touches the ball, he's a threat to go. He's a playmaker. And the receiver from Penn State, they're both on the smaller side.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of remind me of Hunt and Hill from Kansas City. You put the ball in their hands, something's going to happen.
Yeah. Joe, thanks for the call. I'll bring Derek in on this just because I'm not more of an NFL draft guy. Obviously, you know, I could talk the draft and some of the prospects, but I mean, Clyde.
The receiver, by the way, is KJ Hamler from
KJ Hamler. That's right. I was trying to remember his name, but I didn't see much of KJ Hamler, but I definitely watched more of, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire just because obviously Joe Burrow and just how fun LSU was to watch this year. But I don't know, Derek. What are your thoughts on where, you know, the Bills should go with the direction and what they kind of do here at the draft?
Here's the funny thing about it. Usually with a first-round pick, you can kind of see what the Bills want to do or target anything that they want. Usually, though, this team we've seen, I would really say outside of literally one pick, and it was Josh Allen, they don't draft out of need.
Right.
Oftentimes, they just go with the best player available, mm-hmm. and whoever it is, they target and go get that player. That said, I have no idea the direction that they go with their with their first pick in the second round.
Yeah.
We don't know what direction they will go because there's going to be plenty of options. There's a drop-off at pass rusher by the time you get to the second round where maybe you don't get as quality of a player, so maybe the Bills will probably end up avoiding that. I still suspect corner is on the table for
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised at all there.
Yeah.
I do think that you can look at trying to get a depth piece at linebacker even behind Milano and Edmonds and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that you usually play in a nickel package more times than any other team did last year. And then, of course, running back depth is something that has to be brought up. Honestly, this class is pretty nice and deep. You don't need to use your second-round pick on it.
Right.
I don't think that Edwards-Helaire is... I don't know if it's a necessity to get him there.
Right.
Whereas you could possibly see someone like a Jonathan Taylor drop off, and you can get him with a later round pick.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I've seen a couple of mocks where he's actually dropped into the third round even and could be available there. So if he does that, then you luck out there. But
there's a lot of players that you can go after for this one.
For sure.
Here's a name that I personally like. He's a shiftier, like a smaller guy, but Cam Akers, Florida State.
Yeah, I've heard
that's
heard
a nice
that
one there. I mean, there's a lot of players you can go after. A.J. Dillon is a name that we've heard oftentimes, Boston College. There's so many players in this draft class that you can look at and think, okay, maybe you're able to go ahead and find something there. There's a lot of options, and this draft class at running back is very deep that you don't need to be using the second-round mm-hmm. pick on it right away. I think that there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
And running back in itself still pushes the entire position back in the draft where you don't need to go there right away. Wide receiver, we are seeing T. Higgins' draft stock plummet into the second round easily yep. there. Justin Jefferson's a name that you hear a lot. KJ Hamler's a name that we just got and are referred to. We have no idea what direction this team is going to go. And honestly, that's for the best. You want to know why? Because I'm cool with the first round capital that you just spent
yeah.
to bring in Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, and judging by what Brandon Bean was talking about during the video conference call, he talked a lot about, you know, hypothetically, if it was receiver they were targeting, and the way that he was speaking, to me, it sounded more like, okay, we were targeting a wide receiver with that first pick, but the guy that we truly wanted was higher than where we were picking. And in order to get that high, to get the guy we wanted, we would have had to give up more to get up there in order to acquire that guy. Instead, we go with a guy who's already proven and we easily see as of equal value to that 22nd pick and even maybe better than that. So I'm good with what the Bills are going to do with second round. I mean, if they take a running back or a wide receiver, great. Or maybe not a wide receiver, but an offensive guy, great. If they take a defensive guy, great. Just as long as, you know, obviously they don't, I don't think they would do that. I don't have the distrust in Brandon Bean to waste the pick, but you know, just let's make it fun and exciting. I'm looking forward to the draft because I think the Bills don't necessarily have a lot of holes that they need to fill, but build some good depth pieces and bring in some decent names, and I'll be happy. Real quickly, Derek, before we hit the break, and when we come back from the break, we'll hear a little bit from Josh Allen's conference call yesterday with the media. We'll hear back from that. But the Twitter topic of the day that's been kind of distributed around comes from a tweet from Yashar Ali, and he says you can only keep three. And there are 9 different candies, and I don't even know if they're candies.
They're snacks.
They're treats. They're snacks. They're treats from I think it's Little Debbie's, right? Or is it
There's a mix of Hostess in there,
okay.
actually.
Yeah, there is.
It looks like they're Hostess products.
So Hostess, Little Debbie, either way, I think a couple of them are Little Debbie. So you got 9 little squares here that you could pick, and you only can keep 3. Number 1 is Twinkies. Number 2 is Ho-Hos. Number 3 is the Cosmic Brownie. Number 4 is Oatmeal Cookies. Number 5 are zebra cakes. Number 6 is the, what are those called? Crunch, my God.
It's a crisp rice cake.
Yeah, it's a crisp rice chocolate cake. I want to say it's like it's something crispy there. Number 7 is those chocolate cupcakes there with the cream filling inside and the little swirly design on top. Number 8 is the honey bun. And number 9 is the nutty bar.
Okay.
What are your 3 that you're keeping?
First off, I'm going to say
Star Crunch. Number 6 is Star Crunch. I remember it's called Star Crunch.
Okay, you ready? I've got this is the hot take of the day.
Ooh, I like it.
These 3 should undoubtedly be the 3.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Cupcakes.
The ho-hos. Chocolate cupcakes, okay? Yep. The Ho-Hos, fine.
Cupcakes, Ho-Hos, Nutty Bars. Anyone that disagrees with me is a liar.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you because I think Ho-Hos are good, Swiss rolls, however you want to call them, because they're called both. Just depends on what company you buy from. Hostess is Ho-Hos and Swiss rolls are from Little Debbie. Don't ask me how I know all this stuff. I do enjoy my treats. I would probably go with the Ho-Hos, the zebra cakes, and probably your Nutty Buddy bar. Or, yeah, Nutty Buddy, Nutty Bar. So 2, 5, and 9, according to this. Honestly, zebra cakes are very underrated, by the way.
No, they are properly rated.
I think they're underrated.
And notice, though, Twinkies, both of us have just easily said, nah, it's okay.
No. Twinkies are the most overrated of those choices.
They're the most overrated, and it just honestly, like,
it's mostly air. Like you bite into like fluffy air. That's it.
It's not even that. It's mostly cake.
Yeah.
And if I just want cake, I'll get cake.
Right. Or I'll just get a zebra cake, which is pretty much a Twinkie.
No,
but
the zebra cake is mostly frosting.
I don't care. It's good.
That's why cupcakes are the best one.
You can go to Twitter and find it
because it's got
let
the mixture of frosting.
Your thoughts.
And cake and filling.
803-0551, 888-550-2550. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll hear from Josh Allen with his conference call with the Buffalo media yesterday. He did a nice thing where he is matching a $10,000 donation for Kaleida Health in the response to the coronavirus. So we'll get your thoughts. We'll hear from Josh Allen, and then we'll wrap up the show heading into the rest of the weekend here on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on WGR Sports Radio 550. One more interesting poll I'll throw at you, and this one shouldn't have any other winner. Top Gun, the movie Top Gun, threw out a your favorite Top Gun quote poll. And they have 16 quotes from the movie in a bracket, and they're starting it out. There's only one quote that needs to win. I feel the need for speed. It's the most famous line from that movie. There are other great quotes from that movie because it is a great movie. And unfortunately, the Top Gun Maverick premiere has to be pushed back to Christmas Eve, which I'm not particularly happy about, but it is what it is. I feel the need for speed is the winner in that one. So just that. I'll throw that out there. All right, let's not waste enough time. Let's head out. Let's listen in on Josh Allen's conference call that he had yesterday with the Buffalo media. Obviously, yesterday he announced that he was matching a $10,000 donation for COVID-19 relief along with Kaleida Health. And he also announced that he was donating money to the Terry and Kim Pegula fund that they had established for the coronavirus relief. So here's Josh Allen talking about the donation that he made to Kaleida Health for COVID-19 relief, also with the acquisition of Stephon Diggs and more. So here's Josh Allen in his conference call.
How you holding up?
I'm doing good. Obviously crazy times right now, trying to stay as healthy as possible, practice social distancing, and at the same time try to get some work in.
And obviously we're here primarily to talk with you about your charitable endeavor here. A lot of players are trying to do something and give something back. Can you give us a breakdown of that, the whole thought process, and you know why you're doing it this particular way?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with unprecedented times like this, and I'm a big believer in if you can, you must. So obviously our owners took some action and some initiative, and I just wanted to follow their lead with the Pegula Fund that, you know, feeds more Western New York, and they're supplying meals, and it goes to the Rural Outreach Program, and everything else will go to the first responders. So I wanted to be a part of that. And then my relationship with, Kaleida Health and Oshai Children's Hospital, I wanted to make sure that I could give back to them because they've been great to me, and I want to make sure that they've got all the equipment that they need and protective masks. And I know that no amount of money could probably make that happen, just because of the supply that's going on in this world right now. And but I do appreciate what they're doing, and their staff and their doctors and nurses that are risking their lives to help keep Western New York safe and try to combat this virus that, you know, we've really never seen the likes of this before. So, you know, it's a crazy world we're living in, but I have a lot of respect for people that are, you know, trying to combat this.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Josh, it's Heather Prusak here. I just want to ask you, you know, obviously this has affected people's daily routines in so many different ways. How has it impacted and had to change and alter your workouts out in California with Jordan Palmer, and what are you doing differently because of all of this?
Well, one thing, as far as throwing goes, we don't have guys to throw to. You know, we've got a couple of our buddies that we've been hanging with that, you know, we know where they've been, and we're not trying to, we're practicing social distancing, but we're doing a lot of spot throws, a lot of just off platform, and it's just like maybe five guys out there, you know, with the rules of the 10 plus, that we're abiding by it and trying to be as safe as possible for ourselves and our families and everybody around us. As far as working out goes, we found a garage that we were working out in. You know, obviously all the gyms are closed. And again, it's just it's a close network of people that we've tried to stay around and try to limit the contact to everybody else, not just because we don't want it, but not that we don't want to give it to anybody else. So there's that. And we're trying to combat this as well as we can, and trying to do the right thing, and trying to practice social distancing and staying away from family members. And, you know, my grandparents call me all the time. They're getting bored in their house, but you know, I have to remind them that it's for the best that they stay in right now. So we're going to get through this. You know, it's a matter of time, but for the time being, it's something we've never really seen before. And I think it's allowed a lot of people to, you know, there has been some good to come out of this, I think, you know, as far as, you know, realizing what you have and appreciating your family and making sure that you care about other people. And I think that's what's going on right now. It is sad of what's going on, and hopefully we can get on top of this here fairly soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, Sal Capaccio from WGR. Good to talk to you. Hope you're staying safe out there. I know you are.
Yeah, same to you, Sal.
Yeah. I want to ask you about your interaction with your teammates and coaches and how everything's going. And like, would it be any different this time of year with them? I know that, you know, the offseason program wouldn't start until April 20th anyway, but you know, what is it, as far as anything different, and what is it like right now, your interactions with your coaches and your teammates?
Well, I mean, we're free to call our teammates as much as possible. We can talk football with them, and I'm trying to stay on top of that and just make sure I'm not really even talking football right now, but just checking in with them and making sure that them and their families are okay, and just trying to see face and FaceTime each other and go about that way, because I care about my guys, and they care about me too, so just trying to stay in touch that way. As far as coaches, I've talked to Dable and Dorse a little bit, and it's all basically just family related, what we're doing, how we're staying safe, you know, how everything's going back in Buffalo, and you know, them asking how we're doing out here, and they're trying to give updates as to what they think is going to happen with OTAs. And there's one thing that Dable said to me, football related, was he's planning on us going April 20th, and that's his plan. And if things get moved back, they get moved back, and we'll adjust. But we're not going to, have a different mindset because of what's going on. We've got to stay focused and stay ready. So that's kind of the mindset that he's kind of passed on to me too, and that's what I'm thinking. But at the same time, you know, whatever happens, we want everybody to be safe. We don't want to put anybody at risk of, you know, getting sick. And I think that's what everybody should be doing right now.
Hey, Josh, Adam Bonini. WGRZ, how are you? Glad to hear you're doing well.
Good. Yeah, thank you. Glad to hear you're doing well as well.
Hey, I just, you know, obviously the addition of Stephon Diggs, the trade, What are your expectations for the offense this year, and how much of an added weapon does a receiver like that give you?
I mean, I think it's a huge, huge boost for our offense and for our team in that aspect. You know, even just going against our guys in practice, it's going to make the guys on defense that much better as well. But the fact that he's one of the best route runners in the league, he makes these unbelievable contested catches, the run after catch ability that he has when he's got the ball in his hands. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. And to have a weapon like that, it makes me super happy, and it should make our other guys super happy too, just because that, you know, attention is going to have to be elsewhere. It's going to open up some things in our offense. And if teams want to try to double team Stephon, it'll open up other things. But, you know, the route running capabilities, the double moves that he has, I mean, the type of player that he is, he's very competitive and very passionate about the game of football. It's very prevalent, and you can see it in the way he plays. And, you know, I'm excited to play with a guy like him and his caliber. And, you know, he's only going to make this football team better.
This is Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Obviously, you know, Brandon let us know that you've talked to Stephon and, you know, shared some excitement with him. And, you know, he's able to see all of these ways that you stay connected to the community. Is it something that, you know, has he shared with you his excitement level of coming to Buffalo and joining this team and being a part of this community? And do you think that your the lead that you've taken in the community kind of, you know, rubs off on other people, teammates and players and such?
I wouldn't say that it was my lead, but from what I've talked to him about and what I've seen him tweet, he's super pumped to be a part of, you know, Bills Mafia is what we'll say. He's excited to get to Western New York. He understands, you know, the type of fans that we have, the passion that goes into the city. And he understands that he's talked to players too, and they have only great things to say about Western New York and the city of Buffalo. So he's excited to get out here. I'm excited for him to get out here and start working with him as soon as possible.
Hey, Josh, Mike Catalan in Rochester. Does adding a guy like Stephon Diggs, you know, some people are saying the Bills might have, if not the best, one of the best receiving core in the league. Does that add pressure to you? Our expectations are higher, and if so, does that something you just embrace?
Yeah, I don't think it raises the pressure. I'm sure the expectations are high for other people. You know, I want to win as many games as possible, and to have the guys that we have outside that are playmakers that can do different things. I mean, you look at Cole Beasley, the maneuvering that he makes, the route running that he capabilities that he has, and you look at John and the things that he can do on the football field and how great of a season those two both had last year. And then you add another weapon like Stephon Diggs. I think people are thinking it's going to distract or take away from what John and Cole are going to be able to do. But I think the opposite. I think it's going to be that much more opportunity for them in a sense. And, you know, adding a guy like him, I mean, we're going to have to find ways to allow the ball to get into our playmakers' hands, whatever happens. So I'm excited. You know, it's not added pressure in my mind. I think it's going to make things actually a little easier just because the guys that we have making plays and what they can do with the ball in their hands.
Hold on, Bove. You're not unmuting for some reason.
Got me now?
Yeah, you're good now.
Cool. Hey, Josh, Matt with Channel 7 in Buffalo. Hope you and your family are doing well. You just mentioned how great of a route runner Stephon is. And from the kind of the moment you guys added him, everybody brought that up, just how great he is at that particular aspect of his game. And I'm wondering, as a quarterback, how does that help you? How does a route running specifically help the guy who's throwing him the ball?
Well, create separation, you know, and as a quarterback, the more separation, the easier the throws are able to be made, you know, and he gets open. You know, when you can rely on a guy to just get open and win his one-on-one matchups, it's a safety net in my opinion. And again, he's shown to be able to do this for the few years that he's played in the league. And he's a big time player, and he's got the respect of every defense out there. And again, I mean, when he can run routes and double move and get open and consistently make plays, you know, that becomes a quarterback's best friend.
Hey, Josh, John Scott from Spectrum News. I'm glad to hear you're doing all right.
out there on the West Coast. Was curious, with the addition of Stephon Diggs, a lot of people would assume then the Bills would like to throw the ball more. Is that something that, you're chomping at the bit to do, to take more onus of the offense with your arm and really lead the show with now a three-headed monster wide receiver?
I mean, I really don't care about the term of leading the show. I just want to be able to make sure that the ball gets into our playmaker's hands when it needs to and allows our team to win football games. And we throw, like I said, 40 times a game. We throw four times a game. As long as at the end of the day the result is a W, I'm super happy for that.
More of Josh Allen's conference call coming up in a matter of moments here after this break on WGR. All right, let's get to more of Josh Allen's conference call with the Buffalo media. Here is the rest of that conference call right now.
Hey, Josh, Chris Brown here. Keep staying safe out there. I know you exhaust every avenue to improve your game each offseason. Aside from the physical and mental to-do list you may have had, you know, with Jordan and everybody out there, have you tapped into any of your NFL contacts that you might have as to how year three at your position might be even better for you, whether it's Jordan's brother Carson or anybody that's been through year three as a starter before?
I mean, I've talked to a few guys of that caliber, and you know, had a few long talks with guys that have played the position for a long time. They say year three is, you know, when things start to click and things start to happen. So I'm super excited for that aspect and being in the same system for the third year now and being under the same coach for the third year now. I think that what we got going on in Buffalo is a special thing, and I'm super fortunate to be a part of it. And again, we need to see results. So I understand how big of a year it is, and but I'm taking it one day at a time and just trying to do my part and trying to be the best quarterback that I can be for the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Josh. John Warrow, how are you doing? First-time caller.
Good, how are you?
First-time caller, long-time listener. Just wondering, you can't look at this offseason without looking at all the quarterbacks that have moved around, specifically, you know, I mean, some big names, including, you know, top of Tom Brady. What's your reaction to, you know, not having to show down against Brady twice a year? And the fact that there's a lot of people who are looking at the Bills and considering them now AFC East, you know, the team to take over that spot atop the division.
Well, one, people aren't going to like this answer, but, you know, I enjoy playing against Tom. And as a childhood, I wouldn't call him a hero, but as an idol for me growing up, the things he did on the football field, how he handled himself, it was always super real to me. And I took a lot away from it. And to see him, one, go to another division, you know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to play him again, but to have the chance to play against the greatest of all time, I mean, I took that as a huge sign of respect. But I am, you know, obviously, I think Bills Mafia is happy that he's out of there, and they were tired of him winning in Buffalo, and you know, frankly, we were tired of it too. So it gives us, obviously, we understand the deal, and we know that there's a big opportunity in front of us, but again, it doesn't get there without us putting the work in and going to work each and every day and trying to be the best team that we can be. It's not just going to be handed to us. I think the Jets and the Dolphins are thinking the same thing right now. And again, you know, it's football. Every year is different. It doesn't mean that the Patriots are out of anything as well. You know, they're returning a lot of guys on defense, and you know, they've got a great coaching staff over there. So it doesn't mean that they're just automatically out of it just because they lost, you know, a pretty key player. But we're not looking at it that way. We're going in to try to win as many games as we can and do things the right way and, you know, play for each other.
Hey, Josh. Glad to hear you're doing all right. It's Josh Reed at the CBS station here in Buffalo. I know that you and Brian had talked about, hey, we're going to plan on, you know, showing up at the end of April like we had planned. But if the preseason does get squeezed and a lot of the workouts shrink and there's less time to prepare for the season, how does it help you that really Stephon Diggs is the only new piece in this whole puzzle?
I mean, I think it's a huge factor. I think that having the familiarity that we do with our offense and our players helps us out tremendously. And, you know, it's a crazy time that we're in right now, and new teams with new coaches, or coaches with new teams, they don't have that luxury to be able to rely on that. And the fact that we do, it's going to be a step up in our favor. You know, and I talked to Jordan Palmer about this, and, you know, going back to the lockout in 2009 or 2010, whenever it was, he said the teams that handled that situation the best were the teams that were playing deep into the year and that were playing really, really good football. And I think that to have a leadership aspect, you know, I got to step in and make sure that I'm talking to players and keeping their mind and their brains updated on, you know, what we've been doing, and just reiterating the fact of our playbook to them, and trying to take initiative there. So we'll find out more as we go along as far as whether or not it's going to get pushed back, and we'll take steps from there.
All right, that'll do it for us here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. My thanks again to Mike Morial from NHL.com, as well as Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports to talk with us this afternoon. Thanks again to Derek Kramer for producing. And, of course, I'm Brayton Wilson here. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back live and local on Monday talking with you again as we continue to roll along here in the sports world without anything really going on due to the coronavirus. But, again, Buffalo WGR is here to keep you connected. And if you want to learn more about the coronavirus locally, be sure to check out our news, our sister station, News Radio 930 WBEN, WBEN.com, or check out WBEN on the radio.com app. Until Monday, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.